the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. We are going to be pre-recording this one, so we won't be able to be taking any phone calls. But we should have a very good program this morning. Our guest today is going to be Kurt Haling from Alberts & Haling CPAs. Kurt, very good to have you with us this morning.
Always fun to be here.
Okay. Well, it's getting to be that time of the year. We're going to talk a little bit about how year-end things are going to be affecting people's planning and so on. But first, why don't we kind of start out a little bit. Kurt, can you tell us a little bit about Alberts & Haling CPAs and also about your background?
Yeah, we've been around since 1998. We've got an office in Green Bay and in Appleton, Fox Cities. I guess it's Fox Crossing is the technical location name now. We've got fully staffed offices with CPAs and accountants in each location, working with individuals and small businesses, small being anything from the one-man shop to our biggest clients, maybe 50 to 75 employees, maybe doing as much as 10 million sales. The real sweet spot being those people that are just leaving their jobs, getting into it for full time, maybe just hiring their first employees or have a few employees and need to get to that next level and are maybe with a firm that they've outgrown or maybe with a firm that's too big for them where they're a really small fish in a very big pond.
So, and how long have you been working as your program with CPA, with your CPA program?
Well, we've had the firm going since 1998.
Okay.
So not quite 20 years now. And we've seen a lot in those 20 years already.
Oh, I would imagine,
In fact, I think the last time I was on was just about the same time as my 20th anniversary of leaving.
Yeah, we were looking at that.
Of quitting my day job.
Well, I mean, are you looking back, any serious regrets at this
point? No serious regrets, no.
Okay. So other than the fact that it takes you away from deer hunting and you have to, you know, do a couple things here and there.
And that's why we get to pre-record this.
All right. Okay. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad to have you with us today. Yeah, it's getting down to that time of the year, I think, where everybody is starting to look at some questions about planning. Just kind of touching base a little bit on it, we can probably work a little bit more later on, but can you give us some ideas of the things that people are really thinking about and concerned about when it comes to planning right now?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is that you need to do your planning now, because when you get to February, March, and you're doing your taxes, I mean, that's really just putting the numbers on the forms of what happened in 2016. But right now is where you can really make a difference for 2016 as far as where things are going to fall in your tax situation. Now is the time where you can take a look at where's your profitability looking at. Does it make sense to buy some equipment this year? Does it make sense, you know, certain situations you can pay kids out of the business and get some real advantages that way? Fully funding your retirement plans. Those sorts of things can really make a difference, come February and March when it comes time to actually do the returns.
Well, one of the questions that you just mentioned was this idea of, you know, buying something now. I hear a lot of people say that, you know, oh, I'm going to go out and buy this so I can take the depreciation. How do you work with people on that? What's good and bad about that?
Well, the good and the bad about that is, number one, if you're in a profitable situation, you're probably looking to replace or some equipment or expand equipment-wise. So just from a functionality standpoint, it makes sense to take a look at the wish list and say, okay, what do we need? What could we use? And then the question of, do we buy it this year, do we buy it next year, can be determined on where your profitability is at. And the reason it's such a big deal is IRS allows what's called Section 179 deduction, which is a first-year depreciation deduction up to $250,000 you can take in the first year. So, I mean, you can really do quite a bit of equipment purchases. And when you're doing that, you have to keep in mind it can't be real estate related. It's got to be equipment or furniture, fixtures, computer stuff, things of that nature. So real estate doesn't help you from that standpoint. Vehicles can help if they're big enough vehicles. Now, what you got to watch out for is how you buy this equipment, how you pay for it, because what can happen is you may buy it this year, you may take the full write-off this year, but if you're borrowing to pay for it, now all of a sudden you get a situation where you've gotten the tax benefit up front, but you might be paying for it for the next 3 or 5 years. So you really want to make sure that, your cash flow is set up such that you can still make those payments as well.
Yeah, it's an important part of it.
You don't want to get a benefit now and shoot yourself in the foot for down the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, the downside, too, is if you take all that right now and what happens next year, the year after, if you need to have some type of a write-off or depreciation.
Right.
Without planning for it or looking at it. Okay. So that can be a real hang up if you do it wrong.
Right. Okay. So you want to kind of pencil that out with your CPA, or accountant, whoever you're working with, to make sure that that makes sense for you. Other things that we talk about are doing bonuses, whether it's employee bonuses or owner bonuses.
Yeah.
And those sorts of things to shift income from the business to the individual side. Again, it depends how your business is structured, whether or not it makes sense from that standpoint. We talked a little bit about paying kids out of the business. Mm-hmm. If you've got kids that are working in the business, you want to make sure that you pay them somewhere in that $6,000 range at least, because if you do that and they're not working anywhere else, they don't pay any income tax on
it,
but you're getting a deduction at your rate. So even if you're a corporation or an S corporation and you've got to pay Social Security and Medicare on those kids, that's still worth it at that point.
Okay. So again, understanding where your position is as far as being able to take those kinds of deductions is really important at this time of the year.
And I was telling somebody the other night, it's a great way to pay for their college too.
Sure.
And get a deduction for it.
Oh yeah.
As well as the tuition credits.
Okay. So they assuming that you can talk the kids into saving the money, right?
What happens in that situation, they sign the back of the check and it goes exactly where the parents say it goes.
Okay. No problem with that. We understand that one. One of the things, when you start looking at some of these things, of course, and a lot of people are looking at it, is the instability. One of the questions is, if there's some changes, for instance, in the tax rates and so on, is this a good time to take some of those deductions when the rates are supposedly higher, anticipating lower tax rates coming up?
Well, we don't know exactly what's going to happen coming up, so that's kind of a gray area yet. I mean, with the election and everything,
right.
there's been some rumors and some feelers out there about some sweeping tax changes coming up, but we don't know exactly what they're going to be yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some proposals out there, and sometimes those are kind of trial balloons to see what's going to hit with some favor and what's going to get blown out of the water right away. So dealing with 2016, we've got a known entity. We know what the rules are going to be, so use the rules as they are right now.
And some of those tax changes that they're talking about and then bouncing around too really wouldn't be that effective as far as the LLCs would be concerned, but rather more when you're talking about C-Corps and that type of thing, I would think.
Yeah, and it may be a type of thing that makes C-Corps a little bit more attractive again. They kind of fell out of favor for a number of years here, but it may make them a little bit more attractive again going forward. We'll have to see exactly how those rules shake out. But there may be some opportunities there again. We'll have to work through that. Okay. But there's opportunities both on the individual side as well as the business side that I think are being floated out there.
Okay. So, no, and then some other things we were planning about. What kind of things should people be getting together right now? I mean, most people don't start thinking about putting things together again until the day after the 1st of January.
Well, the big thing that you want to have together now, and in order to have good planning steps going on, is make sure you got a good set of financials through the year to date, mm-hmm. so that you've got good numbers so you can sit down and make a good plan between now and the end of the year. And as that comes through the end of the year, having a good balance sheet, having good profit and loss statement that you can take to the accountant along with your bank statements, your loan statements, your payroll tax reports, your sales tax reports, all those things that they need to verify the information in your balance sheet and P&L, so that they can properly prepare the return. Those are all sorts of things that you can start putting together right now.
Mm-hmm. And there's things, too, you should have really been planning all along.
Those things that you should have been keeping up on all along, yes.
Right. So, so using the proper types of things like QuickBooks and so on would help you to be able to establish that kind of material, have it ready?
QuickBooks is a huge one. We'll talk about that more, I think, in a little bit. But QuickBooks is probably the primary one, I think, probably 75% of our clients are on QuickBooks. There's a few using things like Peachtree or some of the other Xero, some of the other software programs out there. But QuickBooks is the primary
one. And it's good to know what your CPA, what your accountant is into before you make that choice of getting one.
Right, and if you're using, you know, if you're using QuickBooks and your accountant isn't comfortable with QuickBooks, well, then, you know, one of two things has to happen, obviously. Either you need to change what you're doing, or you need to find an accountant who's comfortable with QuickBooks.
Right, so do a little shopping and checking and see where you're at.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of that, if we wanted to do some shopping and checking with you, how do we get in contact with you?
You can give us a call. The Fox Valley number is 920-886-2241. The website is albertshaling.com, albertshaling.com. Green Bay area, 405-8549 is the number up there.
Okay, so we've been looking at getting in touch and making sure. When you're thinking about that, besides just what the Peachtree or what type of material you're using to keep track of, what other things do you recommend people to look at or think about when they're talking about getting a CPA or an accountant?
Well, some of the things they've got to look at, is the CPA or accountant comfortable with their type of business, whether it be the size of the business, whether it be the industry that they're in, is the CPA comfortable with that business and has a comfort level with the industry, the size of the business, the dynamics of the business that go on, because if the CPA is not comfortable with that, I mean, you don't want to be in a situation where the CPA is winging it as your professional advisor.
Right. You need to have somebody that you know, trust, and you have a mutual understanding of where you're headed with.
Right. And in that situation, too, I mean, it's hard for them to give you good advice if they don't understand your situation.
Okay. Well, we are pre-recording the show today because for the weekend coming up, but we are talking today with Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs, and we'll be looking at some other things as far as what is going on in the situation with all of the changes coming up and the planning that you need to make. So we will be back in just a moment after taking a break. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score. I'm Randy Melzer, your host, and you're listening to it on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Haling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit albertshaling.com today. Alberts and Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now, coming to one of 17 Fox locations. Or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. We are talking to our guest, Mr. Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. One of the things that Kurt's been involved with is with the SCORE program, and he's been involved as an instructor for a number of the different programs that we've done. Kurt, just recently you guys finished up a very good program on QuickBooks, which we're talking about. You want to tell us a little bit about how that program went and what that was all about?
Yeah, this was a fun program to do because we do a lot of QuickBooks training with our clients, getting from square one, how to set up their chart of accounts and how to set up their QuickBooks all the way through payroll and inventory and things like that. And this is the first time that we tried doing it in a group setting. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit challenging, but a lot of fun doing it. And we did a four-night session going through some of those basics of how to set up your QuickBooks, how to set up your chart of accounts, your vendor cycles, your customer cycles, and then tying it all together through reporting and reconciliations and budgeting and things like that. And we had a real good group there. We had 16 companies represented, so mm-hmm. it was a really good group. Really, I think it was actually a sellout, according to Mary Lou.
We were doing more than a sellout. Yeah. Actually, we were turning people away. Yeah. So again, just on that side, if we're, we are, probably
and then all these score people showed up, thinking they were just going to be able to sit in and somewhere, and they're pulling in chairs from all over the place trying
right.
to fit those guys in. So.
Well, yeah, and when we do a program like that, of course, we try to have as many score represented as we can, so that the people who are attending can get a feel for who they might be talking to as a score mentor as
yep.
well. So that usually works pretty well. But you said you had 16 very interested people at this thing.
Yeah, and a wide variety of business owners, too, from nonprofits to retail, restaurants. I had some people they were from Wisconsin Rapids, and they had a sanitation-type business,
wow, okay.
which was a little bit different, yeah. And they had recently purchased the business, and the QuickBooks came along with it. So they had to kind of figure out how to do it.
Yeah, and that's got to be a little bit of a strain when you
yeah.
find that out all of a
yeah,
sudden.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, like I said, real good group, real attentive. I think we got some good feedback from it. And now that we've done it once, obviously, you know, as you said before, we actually had turned some people away. So it's something I think we're planning on doing again next year, and should be able to get it a little bit more streamlined as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one more session coming up on that as well on the 30th. We've got a session on payroll and inventory, and actually Sue Stahula from our office is going to be teaching that one.
Right.
Sue just recently rejoined us. She was with us for about 6 years and then went to Whipley for a couple of years, and we were fortunate enough to get her back in the fold. And the neat thing about Sue and what makes her so good at this is, besides being a CPA, she's a certified QuickBooks advisor, and her family has their own business, so she knows how the real world works as well. So,
great. So you've got good experience. Yeah, for information as far as that program is concerned, it is going to be coming up, as you mentioned, on November the 30th. There are still a few chairs open on that one yet. The program is going to be held out at New Horizons Fox Cities, which is out on Grand Market Drive. The way it is set up, yeah, each person will have their own computer to work off of and be able to do it one-on-one kind of situation, as well as going through the whole program. The program is $25. And as I said, it is going to be on the 30th of November, and it runs from, I believe the timing on that is from 6:30 until 9. I'm guessing on that one. I better double check that.
Six,
from
I believe we're starting. Yep.
From six until nine for registration. And then,
nine-ish. Yep. I think that one's probably going to run all the way till nine. Some of our other ones didn't run a full 3 hours.
Right.
But I think this one, being that we're doing payroll and inventory, I think that's going to take the
full three hours.
Yeah.
Okay. And for, you know, who should really be attending this? What kind of organization? What kind of business?
Well, you know, especially for this session, anybody that's got employees, anybody that's maybe hiring their first employees, anybody that's got inventory, because QuickBooks inventory can be a little bit tricky sometimes, and doesn't always do what you want it to do. I'll be the first to admit that about QuickBooks. So we'll be able to give you some of the ins and outs and what you can do and can't do, and what certain versions of QuickBooks will be able to accomplish as opposed to other versions of QuickBooks. So we're going to do a good overview on that. The payroll side of it, we're going to go through everything from how to set up employees, how to set up the wages versus salaries, how to get all your deductions off, how to get pre-tax deductions off, after-tax deductions, garnishments, how to pay the taxes through there, what to do if it doesn't quite match up for some reason, and how to get those out of there. And then some of the reporting that goes along with it as well, your 941s, your W-2s, those sorts of things that mm-hmm. are quarterly and year-end reports that you can generate out of there as well.
And the timing on this is excellent because, again, you're going to need a lot of that material for year-end to be able to work things out.
And that's what we were really trying to do with this whole session, is for somebody who is coming to this one, we'll be able to line it. They'll be able to take this information and get themselves lined up so they can hit the ground running for January 1st of 17.
Great. Well, if you want to find out more about the program or for registration, the best way to do that would be to go out to foxcities.score.org, take a look at the local programs, local seminars, and you will find all the information on it. As I said, it is going to be on the 30th. of November. It's going to be held out at the New Horizons Fox Cities location, and the price is only $25. So
dirt cheap.
Yeah, if you want to real spend some time learning about QuickBooks and learning about inventory control, it's an excellent way to go ahead and do that. So that's one of the programs that we have. Also, just a quick note, this program is going to be held on Saturday, which is Small Business Saturday. We want to remind you to please go out and shop locally. You've been out to all the big box stores and all beat up and tired after yesterday, so come on into the small stores and sit down and meet with the local people so you can really enjoy working with that. The other thing I'd like to remind you of, I got a little side job this year, which is selling Christmas trees, as always, and I'll mention that one. The Y Service Club is going to have their Christmas tree sales. They're going to be held out at the Festival Foods parking lot. It's out on Northland Avenue. We will be selling trees all day Saturday and Sunday. We start from 9 until 5. Then the regular day during the week, we also are open from 2 until 8. So if you want to come out and see some beautiful trees, we've got some beautiful balsams and some beautiful Frasers. The other thing we also do is that all of the proceeds from the sales of these trees go to help the Y Services. So, again, if you're thinking about buying a tree, this is the place to come and see us. So we'll look forward to seeing you out at the Y Service lot on Northland Avenue and the rest of the stuff that we got going for SCORE. So it's going to be a kind of busy week. Anyway, so with that said, I'm going to take another break here. We will be back shortly talking to Kurt Haling, our guest today, and you are listening to WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to Biz Talk with SCORE. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And we are talking to Kurt Haling of Albertson Haling CPA about some of the things you need to know about your planning for the end of the year and some of the things going on with the new year. But first, I just want to take a few minutes just to mention some things about SCORE. We are, of course, this is Biz Talk with SCORE. SCORE is located here in the Fox Cities. We have 54 mentors that are working right now. They're all volunteers. We're located out of the chamber office in downtown Appleton, but we serve an entire area of a little over 7.5 counties all the way down through Green Lake and Marquette and Washera, as well as Fond du Lac and the Oshkosh areas. So if you are looking for help to start your business, to keep your business going, or even if you're looking for exit strategies for your business, we have people who can help you with all of the various projects and programs you might come up with. We have experts in every field, including, of course, accounting, but also HR. We have intellectual property. We have people who are experts in social media and e-commerce, marketing, any of the areas that you might need help. The easiest thing to do, of course, is to contact us at foxcities.score.org. On there, you'll find a link that says request a meeting. You click on that and you fill out the form that's there, and included in that form is what kind of counseling you're looking for. Take a moment, fill that out as detailed as you can, because that way we can match you up with the best one of those mentors that we have to be able to provide the help that you really need. Once we do that, it takes probably 24 to 48 hours for us to get back to you. We'll set up a time to meet with you and try to help you to help you to be successful in your business, because that's what we're there for. We're there for the life of your business. So again, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Oh, and the one thing is, of course, all of our mentoring is free, so you can get the help that you need when you need it. So again, give us a contact at foxcities.score.org. Now, getting back to Kurt, we've got a lot of stuff that's changing. Obviously, there was an election recently that has changed a few things. How do we work with? What are we working with? And how does it seem to be going?
Well, at this point, we don't know what a lot of the details are going to be. There's a lot of trial balloons up in the air as far as what's going to be implemented. And as we know from campaigns in the past, what's said in the campaign and what actually happens can be two different things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into things, for instance, things like health care and Obamacare. And there was a lot of talk about the full and complete repeal of Obamacare.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
that sounds good.
It's you know, on the surface, it may sound good, but at the same time, you look at it and you say, well, can you really do this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at it and say, okay, so we're going to go back to having pre-existing conditions and medical underwriting? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's realistic. You know, some of the other things that go along with it. But are there ways that it can be deregulated somewhat? Those sorts of things, I would expect to see something happen along that way. What exactly it's going to be, we don't know yet. So,
mm-hmm.
And the timing of it, we don't know also. So, for instance, you know, we've got a new president taking office in January. So for 2017 itself, I would expect that we're not going to see anything new, because you're not going to be able to make any retroactive changes
right
to the first of the year. So any changes that do come up probably won't be able to get implemented until the beginning of 2018.
So if I'm thinking about what am I supposed to do, I should be probably looking at it as is.
Look at it as is, and look at it as is going into 2017 until we know what the rules are going to be going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And those new rules probably won't be able to get implemented until 2018 at the earliest. There may be some ways that they can tweak the tax code a little bit for some of the premium credits and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how hard are they going to penalize people for not having insurance through their? Those are all things that are up in the air a little bit, but I don't think that they can go back and retroactively make changes to that.
Right. On that side, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that there are the exchanges.
Right.
And, of course, Wisconsin has some limited parts to that, but also there is the business part of that exchange program.
Right.
What should somebody be doing as far as working with that? How do you use the exchange?
Well, the issue becomes on the exchanges. On the individual side, you can go in and using your tax return information and what you expect to have for the upcoming year, you can put that information in and it'll basically determine what your premium should be for the upcoming year. And then when you do your tax return for that year, there's a reconciliation form in there that
mm-hmm.
says you should have paid more or you paid too much, and we'll increase your refund.
Mm-hmm.
So that reconciles through the tax returns. That's one of the things that going forward might end up being tweaked a little bit. On the business side of things, this is the first year that, for instance, that employers with 50 or more employees that they're considered full-time equivalents. There's
mm-hmm.
that full-time equivalence rule in there, and there's we could do a whole show on what qualifies
right.
as full-time equivalence.
Right. As a highlight, it,
yeah.
it deals with whether the person is full-time, part-time, how much time,
right.
and so on. And just add it all up.
Do
and,
two part-timers make
yeah.
a full-time, you know,
yeah.
that sort of thing. So there's a whole computation involved with that. But they have to offer health insurance to their employees or suffer the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year, those with 100 or more employees had to. This year, it's 50 or more. Is that going to remain? We don't know
mm-hmm.
at this point.
I had a conversation with a client last night. We were talking about something along this line. He, for his business, is a small business, maybe about 10 to 12 people that he has for employees. But he's asking himself, should I or shouldn't I at this point think about looking at providing health care? He doesn't at this point. With this sitting on the table, how would you answer that question?
I'd look at it in the big picture of, do you need to offer health insurance to these employees in order to keep them from a retainage?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how valuable are these employees to you? Are they easily turned over, or is it pretty specialized type thing where you want to keep these employees and offer them the benefits necessary in order to retain them?
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, what you can do is maybe you increase their payroll and tell them to go to the exchanges and buy their own insurance. Now,
okay.
you can't be very careful about how you do that.
Right.
But you can do that. But if you offer it, you have to offer it to to the mall, and then if they decline, they're on their spouse's plan, whatever it might be.
One of the other side effects that I've heard about that I'm not sure about is if you do take, for instance, an increase like that, could that mess you up as far as your qualifications to receive subsidies or that type of thing?
Very, very possibly, yeah, because what will happen is your payroll is higher, so if you go on the exchanges, you're putting in a higher number as far as your income, so you're not getting those premium credits.
Right.
So it can be a little bit of a double-edged sword.
Okay.
And the other thing from the employer standpoint that you need to look at is if you're going to do that, then you've got increased payroll taxes,
right.
You've got increased work comp, so you've got some additional costs that go along with that, not just the cost of the salary itself.
So again, a lot of thought and a lot of planning has got to go into it, and most of it's going to be by guessing, fingers crossed.
Right. And one of the things that's out there as well is the SHOP plans, and those are small business oriented plans. You don't see them a lot because they're a little bit restrictive as far as who qualifies, what qualifies, but they are out there, and some of the health insurance agents that we've seen, they maybe have 5% of their small business clients in the SHOP plan. It's one of those things that every once in a while it makes sense, but it's not anything that's there would be an opportunity to potentially expand expand things for small business owners if they're going to tweak things on that end of things. And the other thing is there used to be the small business health insurance providers credit, and the first couple of years that they offered that credit, any small business employer who qualified, and there were some qualifications to get the credit, got it. Well, now the only way to get that credit is if you're in a SHOP plan. Well, I just said that there's only 5% there in the SHOP plan. So, okay, great, the credit's out there, but if 95% of the small businesses aren't using it, what good is it?
Right. So, yeah,
that might be an area that could be expanded and opened up.
There's a couple of websites that you can go out to as far as finding the information about SHOP, I believe, when you're doing that.
Yeah, if you go to the healthcare.gov and get into the business side of it, it'll get you into the details of that.
Okay, so if you're in a quandary, number one, take a look at that type of thing. Number two, talk to your CPA.
Yep.
And number three, talk to your insurance
company. Talk to your benefits advisor, yep.
Right, okay. Well, that's one of the problems that's going on. The other thing that occurred, of course, was just recently a court decision that struck down the new program that's supposed to be involved with the increases in overtime pay and the exempt, non-exempt employee situation. What kind of mess is that creating right now?
Well, it's creating a huge mess because the next thing that's going to happen is that ruling is going to get appealed.
Mm-hmm.
So with a fair amount of certainty.
The thing was supposed to be put into effect as the 1st of December.
It was supposed to be put in effect the 1st of December, and here we are a week before the 1st of December, and they're going to try and appeal it in between time, I'm sure. But to give a little bit of background, the threshold of who qualifies for getting overtime and who's exempt from overtime was going to go down quite a bit. So, for instance, somebody at a lower payroll was still, or
at the higher, I should say,
was still going to be eligible for overtime.
Right.
Whereas in the past they were exempted, so they had increased those thresholds. And federal judge, I believe it was
Texas.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Down in Texas, overturned it, and so that thing's in complete limbo right now.
Right. Well, a lot of people, though, had set up planning for that as far as how they were going to handle their payroll for next year and all that type of thing. What does that do? Just leave you in limbo then with the whole thing?
It kind of does. I mean, again, you can only go with the rules that are out there, and at this point, you're back to the old rules.
Okay.
Or the current rules, I guess you
right,
could say,
yeah,
because
yeah.
The new rule never really is implemented.
Okay, so all of that planning that you did, just put that in the corner, and we'll get back to you later with that.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And there's other things that are in the hopper as well that are from the Department of Labor that are under scrutiny and going through the courts right now, like the fiduciary rule for 401k advisors and investment advisors. There were going to be some sweeping changes coming in that were going to be effective April 1st of 2017. Those are going to the courts as well, and we don't know what's going to happen with that either.
Okay, now by those, that was what the duties of the person were under those rules?
Right, and really tightened up the fiduciary standard, mm-hmm. not only for the employers, but also for the investment advisors.
Right, yeah, that's so, what I was familiar with.
Yeah, so it really tightened things up from that perspective, to the point where, for instance, if you were an employee moving from one place to another, the investment advisor was going to have to get the entire list of investment options and the expenses mm-hmm. associated with it and compare it to anything he was offering and say, this is why we're offering this
right.
compared to the other one. And it was, I mean, the paperwork behind it was really onerous. And so
right.
that's up in the air right now, if that's going to change or if the new rules are going to continue or if the current rules are going to continue or if the new rules are going to get implemented or changed, tweaked in some way. We don't know what's going to happen there either.
Now, and the argument for those rulings, of course, was to be able to benefit the employee so that he can get as much information as possible to make a good decision. But it sounds like in the process we've also added so many options that the confusion is even greater.
The confusion is even greater, and the other thing is it makes it harder on the investment advisors. So the investment advisors take a look and say, well, I'm not going to deal with somebody's $5,000 IRA and have to go through all that paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You're on your own at that point.
Yeah.
You know.
So then who's responsible? Then it goes right back to the individual.
Then it goes back to the employee, and they're swimming in a bunch of information that they don't understand.
Okay. Any other changes that you can see on the horizon that we need to kind of think about, besides the those are three dandies.
Yeah. A couple of things on the individual side that are out there. One is repealing the alternative minimum tax, which has mm-hmm. – that's been on the table many times, and I think this time it might actually go away. And to explain what the alternative minimum tax is, it's the way I explain it to people is it's a tax you pay if the government doesn't think you're paying enough tax. It's a recomputation of your tax based on adding back certain breaks. And some of the breaks are things that normally you would get, like your state income tax withholding or your property taxes, all get added back into the mix on that. And then it's recomputed, and then there's, some depreciation differences that get added back, things like that get added back in recomputing that. So that, I would say that there's as good a chance as there's ever been of repealing that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that I think that's on the horizon that I think probably will go through is changes in child care on the individual side, and the child care credits and the availability of some expanded pre-tax plans. Right now it's a $600 credit per child, or you can do as much as $5,000 into your pre-tax plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody that's got kids in daycare know that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, that's not coming close.
Those amounts haven't changed in years. So that's one area that they're taking a look at and expanding for those with kids in daycare.
So for the business person, as far as a good piece of advice right now, number one, talk to your CPA.
Yep.
And number two, talk to your benefits plan.
Benefits advisor,
okay.
Absolutely.
And don't jump out the window yet. There's still a lot of stuff to come.
There's a lot of stuff to come. And the changes are, it's going to take some time for the changes to get implemented as well. So don't panic as you hear some of these things.
Right.
Keep your ears open as far as what's out there, but don't assume that everything that you hear is necessarily going to come to fruition.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs, talking about some of the changes that are going on in the accounting and business area. We will be back shortly after this break, and you are now listening to WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Albertson Haling, personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seemed like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the last segment here of the Biz Talk with Score radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, and our guest has been Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. I'm going to get back to Kurt in just a minute with a few final wrap-up things. But before I do that, I'd just like to take a minute to thank our sponsors out there who make this show possible. First of all, thank you very much to Fox Communities Credit Union, the offices both in Apple and Green Bay area, and have been sponsors. They can offer you the types of business services, business lending that you need, so contact them. Of course, Albertson Haling, who have been with us for many, many years, and all the wonderful things that Kurt and his group do to help score, and we want to thank you very much for all of that. We also want to mention Legal Business Edge. It's Sarah DeBruin, her law firm. They help, again, all the different legal aspects that you need for small business. We also want to thank another sponsor as far as lending. That would be the Ridgestone Bank. Ridgestone is the number one SBA lender here in Wisconsin, and they are the people that can provide you with help in the SBA small business lending area. Another sponsor, again, thank you to Tundraland. Brian Gottlieb and his crew out there, trusted home improvement company that can help you with bathroom remodeling, sunrooms, and replacement windows. We respect them very much as a outstanding small business in the area. We also want to thank Candeo Marketing. They're the people who have provided us with our website, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website. We remind you, if you want to listen to this show or any of the other shows that have been done, we archive them on that site. You can go out, and we have up to 4 years of programs on there at any time. So that's going out to biztalkwithscore.com. And I said all that work has been done for us by Candeo. And then finally, I would like to say thank you very much to the Business News here in East Central Wisconsin. They provide information about what's going on as far as small business. They publish once every 2 weeks, and a subscription is only $20 a year. If you want to keep up with all of the things that are going on, definitely recommend that you take a look at the Small Business News. So again, thank you to all of our sponsors. We appreciate all of their help and the things that they do to keep us on the air. So with that said, now I'm going to get back to Kurt for a second. Kurt, we've been talking about some of the things. Any special areas yet that you want to talk to the people should be thinking about?
Well, again, we were talking about some of the planning items, and probably the biggest thing that I can tell people is make the phone call. If your accountant hasn't contacted you, make the phone call, get together with them, and find out where things are at and what you should be doing in your own personal situation for your business.
Okay.
That's probably the best advice I can give.
All right. The other thing, of course, that we got coming up is the QuickBooks program that you're going to be doing, and that's coming up on the 30th of November, that's going to be on
payroll and inventory.
Okay, so if you if those are areas of your business that you need help with in QuickBooks, you can attend that program. As I said, it's on the 30th of November, and will be coming up. It is $25, and to register for that program, simply go out to foxcities.score.org, and you'll be able to check that all out. It's limited. There are only 16 seats. So, again, reminder, if you are interested, please register as soon as possible on that one. And if it's half as good as the fun you guys had with the four-part series, it should be a very good program.
It'll probably be better.
Okay, we look forward to that one. Well, it gets us down to that area where we ask you for your biz tips. So, Kurt, what's your tip for the day?
The best thing I can say is proper planning will prevent a poor tax return come February or March, and you don't want to have any surprises come February or March. So make sure you've got those things penciled out so you know where things are going to fall in for you and what to expect.
Okay, wonderful. And for future reference, how do we get in contact with you? Where are you located?
You can give us a call in the Valley here. The number is 886-2241. We're on American Drive down in Fox Crossing. And Green Bay is 405-8549. Website, albertshealing.com, albertshealing.com. You can get a hold of us there.
All right. Well, Kurt, I want to thank you very much for coming in today. We've had a good discussion on some of the things that are happening.
Always
I look forward to having you again, as always. That takes care of the Biz Talk show for the day. My name is Randy Melzer. I've been your host, and we've enjoyed being on WHBY, your real local radio.